It's a big tourist attraction, and we know that it's done quite well in Melbourne, and even places like Toowoomba has a very vibrant street art scene. So what does having a visible street art presence bring to a city?
For the artist itself, gives them a sense of ownership and identity, I guess. And, you know, and being an artist myself and being very quite active in that scene, you know, from an early age, you know, it gave us, like I said, a sense of identity and more or less a community that that you can kind of be involved in. I guess, you know, you don't have to kind of go through the checks and balances that a lot of other kind of demographics or, you know, other kind of industries like dance and theatre. And, you know, those things are very regimented in a way that, you know, you have to be a part of a kind of an institution that kind of allows you to develop and learn. But I guess with street art, you can kind of, anyone can kind of be involved, and it doesn't, you know, necessarily have those kind of, you know, those kind of checks and balances where, you know, you don't actually have to kind of go through an educational institution to be a part of it or to learn about it. You can just pick up, you know, any kind of medium and just kind of create, I guess. But I guess, you know, for Brisbane and comparatively to Sydney and Melbourne, you know, they're very, very supportive of those kind of industries. And I guess, you know, that allows obviously a lot more artists to kind of showcase their work. Brisbane being unique in the fact that, you know, there's obviously not much opportunity here, but I think there is still a lot of support within that community. And we've kind of seen that in the last couple of years, being a part of that and throwing a few events that have showcased a lot of street art and graffiti. And, you know, it is quite vibrant and it is quite active, but, you know, definitely remains underground, I guess.
At these events, all the events that are happening, there's a lot of music involved to it. So what's the correlation between street art and music? Why does it work so well?
I guess typically in Brisbane, just because of the weather, I guess, you know, being quite tropical, people tend to be outdoors. And I guess, you know, graffiti and street art, you know, obviously exists in a very, you know, very public platform, and that being outdoors. And I guess for music, kind of goes hand in hand because you can enjoy both being outdoors. And, you know, they're both very visual kind of things. I guess obviously music, you can listen to it in your bedroom, but, you know, in a live sense, you know, it's very much still a visual kind of performance and kind of experience. And I guess where street art kind of comes, it plays into that, it adds that kind of element to that as well.
You're opening this Saturday, the 11th, at the Powerhouse. What can people expect?
So, like I mentioned before, is the opening of Where It Began exhibition, the old school exhibition from 84 to 94. We also have the King Spray, which is a virtual reality graffiti platform where one of the leading artists from the festival will be painting in VR, and you'll be able to see him perform in virtual reality. The crowd will also get a chance to jump up and have a play of this new VR platform. We also have Fields Club, which is a Brisbane band, also playing for us as well. We will also be launching the Art Atlas, which is the online archive of street art across the globe.
How can people stay informed of what's going on? What's the best way for people to get involved?
So the best way is to jump online onto our website. So our whole program is on www.bsafest.com.au, and they can check out the full lineup and events throughout the festival.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention that I haven't covered?
I guess just to anyone listening, I guess come and check out obviously some of the amazing works that are going to be created across the festival. It's really good to see that, you know, we've been able to kind of organise, you know, really an amazing kind of pool of talented artists across Brisbane. And I guess it's important to state that, you know, the majority of the artists in the program are from Brisbane, and I guess it's kind of a testament to how many actually artists do still live in Brisbane and still practice in Brisbane. So it's really exciting to see and be able to, you know, provide a platform from them to kind of collaborate and obviously showcase their work. So, yeah, go Brisbane.